So my second question, Dom, what can gym exercise do to a person's mental health? I think in when we chatted about this, you mentioned it does a lot of good to your mental health.
Yeah, so there are a few reasons, and the science behind it is that when you work out, your brain releases something called endorphins.
Endorphins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is E-N-D-O-R-P-H-I-N-S.
I-N-S. Okay, I wrote it down. Yeah. 给大家重复一下、
okay.
这个 endorphin 就是 E-N-D-O-R-P-H-I-N-S. What is it? Endorphins?、
Yeah. So these are basically just chemicals in your brain that make you feel good. So...After you work out, your brain releases endorphins and you feel better.
Ah, so it's just 我们大脑当中的一种 Is that a hormone?
Oh, I'm not that scientific.
I
think it's a chemical.
Okay.
I think it's a chemical or maybe a hormone. I'm not sure exactly.
Okay, 所以我们不去纠结它到底是不是一种荷尔蒙。对，我问的有点太科技了啊，所以太医学了。
Yeah.
Endorphins.Is this the only reason that it is good for our mental health? If you develop such a habit, you get a sense of accomplishment that also makes us feel better,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I agree. I think it depends on the person. It helps you. You set goals. You achieve goals. It can take your mind off the other things that you might be thinking about. Yeah, I think there are lots of mental benefits to it as well.
所以呢，除了说它会是生理上的分泌这样一种物质呢，那我们健身的人他会说给自己设定一个目标，然后去努力实现。这样的话呢，像 John 刚才提到说 ，take your mind off other things, some daily grind in your life, right? 对，在短期之内 ，in a short span of time, you can stay away from the outside world. 所以会让人感觉好像自己进入了一种比较怎么说呢？比较纯净的这样一个状态。所以这也是健身的另外一个好处了啊。Okay, so, why is, of course, it is not so easy for people to gain weight if they do exercise regularly. So what is the possible reason? I don't quite understand this, although it is the case.就是健身的人他不太容易胖，但是为什么会不太容易胖？是 because of the resistance exercise?
So it's interesting. Like weight loss and weight gain is all about calories.
Yeah.
And if you're losing weight, it's because you have something we call a calorie deficit.
Calorie deficit, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I think deficit is D-E-F-I-C-I-T, is that that one?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you gain weight, it's because you have a calorie surplus.
Oh, calorie surplus. Wow.
Yeah. So if you take in more calories than you burn, then you put on weight. If you take in less calories than you burn, then you lose weight. And this is a calorie surplus and a calorie deficit. So going to the gym burns calories, so it makes it less likely that you will have a calorie surplus.
Okay.
So it's like having the calories that come in on one side and calories that go out on the other side, and whichever one is higher will decide whether or not you lose or gain weight.
Ah, okay. So, you taking calories, 就你摄入的那个卡路里其实会是少于 less than the calories burnt, right? If you go to the gym regularly.
Yeah, if you go to the gym regularly, you burn more calories. If you, maybe you take in less the amount your body needs to function, and then you will lose weight.
Okay, I see.就是大家健身的话呢，你会说你燃烧的卡路里自然就会多了，因为你一直在动。那么同时你摄入的卡路里呢，也会相对来说没有燃烧的卡路里那么多。所以这样一相加减的话，当然这个人就会瘦下来。同样的道理啊，如果 不去健身的话就吃的多动的少，对不对？我们说所以这个就很容易就胖起来，所以是这样一个原理。所以刚才 Dom 提到这个 calorie deficit, so if you go to the gym regularly, you get this calorie deficit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
please go on.
it's obviously it'sa little bit more complicated. You need to make sure you eat healthy foods、mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah,
but、
sure.
that's the biggest factor in weight gain and weight loss.
Okay, you mean diet, right?
Yeah, I mean the calories, the amount of calories that go in and out.
Yeah. 所以最关键的健身呢、yeah. 其实还是说 calories is a decisive factor, right?Calories?
Exactly, the decisive factor, yes,、mm-hmm. good word.、
Yeah.
Decisive factor.
So, 就是我们如果说你去健身但是呢 you keep eating a lot and you go to the gym regularly, probably you wouldn't lose weight. Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, 健身的人呢就是我们经常讲会说是三分练七分吃 ,30% actually is decided by your exercise and the rest of 70 by your diet.
Yes, we have the exact same phrase in English.、
Mm. Oh, okay.
We say, yeah, 30% is、done in the gym, 70% in the kitchen.
kitchen is a better word here. 所以三分练七分吃、30% is done in the gym and 70% in the kitchen. 所以、
yeah.
很重要的一点就是要管住嘴。So, as such a buff of gym exercise, can you tell me three major benefits you got from going to the gym? I know you can talk about this for a day.
Okay, yeah, I've been going to the gym for maybe...9 years now.
Wow.
8 years.
For me, even 1 year.
once you start, it's very hard to stop.
Yeah.
Because it becomes a bit addictive. So, I go through phases, and when I'm going to the gym a lot and、mm-hmm. paying attention to my diet, I lose weight.、
Mm-hmm.
My physique improves. This、mm-hmm. is a useful word. Physique. Yeah.
Yeah.
My physique improves.It helps me to relax, really. I have a break from day-to-day life, studying, working. And also, I find if I go to the gym in the morning,、mm-hmm. it's the best way to wake up.
Oh, right.
It gets me ready for the day. Yeah. So I would say, yeah, those are three things that I like about going to the gym.、
Mm. So the first one is your physique is improved.
Yeah.
Physique 是这个The build of your body, can we say that to explain?
Yeah, like the build, the appearance of your body.
Okay, 其实就是基本上我们可以用中文说身材 appearance of your body. Physique,
physique.
Yeah, physique 是这样的一个拼写啊。所以
刚才
说 figure, yeah. So can we use figure to refer to the body of a man, or it's just for females?
Figure it can be for both.
所以我们身材的话呢、yeah. 可以讲 figure 也可以说这个physique or body, right? Body is also、
yeah.
the word.
I would say physique is、
okay.
probably more for men and figure is probably more for women. But they are interchangeable.
Okay. 刚才 Dom 也跟我们强调了一下 figure 它呢其实也是男女通用的、啊、但是如果一定要区分的话呢 physique 可能我们更多的时候用于男性然后 figure 更多的时候会用于女性。当然他们是可以替换的这样啊，所以 John 刚才说到 my physique improves, 对就身材会变好然后呢 the second benefit I think you mentioned is it helps you relax, right?
Yep.
它能够帮助我们说更好的去放松 and John said I can have a break from my day-to-day life、
yeah.
就是在我日常生活当中呢、yeah. 他会给我辟出这样的一个环境来让我能够远离城市的这种叫做喧嚣吧就 stay away from the buzz of our city life, right?
Yeah, just hustle and bustle, we could say. A break from the hustle and bustle.
Have a break from the hustle and bustle of city life.
Yeah.
And hustle is H-U-S-T-L-E, right?
Yeah.
And bustle...looks very similar, B-U-S-T-L-E. 对，它表示就是城市的那种喧嚣的状态。And third one is that it helps you wake up earlier or easier in the morning if you do exercise in the morning, right?
It wakes me up.
Wakes you up. Okay.
There's nothing quite like doing exercise and getting your heart racing and sweating in the morning. I think it's better than a coffee. Definitely better than a coffee.
Oh, really? I should try
more. Yeah.
Well, actually, I go to the gym in the morning too, but after 11. Is it a morning or noon? I have to say.
Probably a bit of both. It depends how long you stay for.
1.5 hours, maybe. 所以刚才 Dom 说到这个早上如果叫醒人或者提神的话应该是会比咖啡更管用啊。Okay, I think it's pretty late. So we've just got the time for so many questions. Maybe we have 7 minutes that you can quiz me about everything that we have gone through.
Sure. What kind of exercise do you usually do when you go to the gym?
I do both resistance and cardio exercises. Maybe 50% of the time I will use... No. 70% of the time would be allocated to resistance exercise. I don't think I can do cardio very well. Perhaps I can say my cardiovascular system isn't good enough. Can I say that? 我心肺功能好像不是很好。So I don't like that kind of exercise. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So sometimes we have a saying, we say the heart is the most important muscle in the body.
So perhaps I should try more, right? Cardio, I mean.
Yeah, maybe. It's good for you. I try and do cardio every time I go to the gym.
How long would you do that?
Maybe 15 to 30 minutes.
Oh, that's a disaster for me. 所以这个心肺功能不好的人还不想锻炼心肺啊。这个好像就是其实 we are actually trying to stay away from challenges. 就不想去做那件特别难的事情。Okay, so I think that's all for today. Do you have a question you can leave us for our listeners to answer and practice? 我们给大家留一个问题吧。
Yeah, why don't you tell us why?You go to the gym. What are your goals? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to get big and muscly? Do you want to get strong? What reason do you have for going to the gym?
Okay, 所以我们的问题是你为什么要去选择健身或者为什么你马上要开始健身呢你是想要说让自己看起来更健壮或者是身材更漂亮一些呢还是因为其他的一些原因可以用一下我们前面提到的这些不同的好处比如说 wake you up in the morning 之类的不一定我们说一定要变成更加的肌肉健美啊所以大家可以去试着使用一下我们今天在这个 session 当中谈到的一些内容 Okay, so that's all for today. See you next episode. Bye.
Bye bye.